LA Talk. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio Sunday night. Well, here's the story, y'all. I did a pre-record a couple of weeks ago on tonight's show. An amazing show. Yoga and all the benefits of yoga. So definitely listen to tonight's show. And also breath and all kinds of wonderful stuff. We're in the middle of this pandemic. I know you're all freaking out. I'm getting all of your messages. I'm super fine. That's why I wanted to do this intro for you all here tonight. I'm in Florida, enjoying the sun, the pool, super grateful, super blessed. Now, here's a story. Fear not, be still and know. Take care of yourself, wash your hands, do all of those things that everyone's telling you to do, okay? I love you all. I want you to tweet me at Max Tucci, Instagram me at Max Tucci, and here's why. Brondell and I are getting together, and we're going to be giving away some bidets. Really, stop killing trees, stop killing each other over toilet paper. We're going to do some giveaways here on Max and Friends with Brondell, so stay tuned for those. Follow me at Max Tucci on Instagram. Look at my stories. Look into M&F giveaways. And there you'll see the Brondell giveaway, and you need to DM me. So there's more to just like, oh, I want a bidet. You need to DM me. All right. I love you all. Here's a great show. Keep tweeting me. Keep DMing me on Instagram. Love one another. Be kind. And right now, stay tuned for an amazing Max and Friends, all about yoga with Yoga Galactica.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and Friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Now, it might not be Sunday night because you could be listening to us on the archives, but if you're listening to us live tonight, then it's Sunday, I guess. We're doing this like, you know, pre-recording shows because I'm here in LA. What's going on, everyone? How has your weekend been? Tweet me at Max Tucci and, of course, Instagram me at Max Tucci. I know it's all because of you that we've moved from at Max Tucci Radio to at Max Tucci. So I'm like so grateful that you all like help make that happen. Anyhow, so here's the story. Life happens. There's like so much shit going on in the world around us today. Do we ever take just a minute to like be with ourselves and give ourselves like thanks and praise and love? Well, if not, tonight's the night you're going to do it. And if it's a pattern and a pathology that you don't know anything about, well, we're going to disrupt that pattern. We're going to disrupt that pathology. And tonight we're going to introduce you to two amazing people that I met through my friend Shay. And we went to this amazing yoga class. Kamala and Siri are here tonight from Galactica Yoga. And we're going to talk to them about all kinds of things. So it's kind of a life class. We're going to like shift your life into just really gratitude, abundance, self-love, self-awareness, and also the gift of sound. And also the gift of silence. I love to say that silence is the symphony of sound. And the pause in between the silence is the forever moment that it's really nice to be in. You know, I always sit in the studio when I look at these trees outside, they're like waving and dancing and doing their things. And they don't judge each other. They're just there enjoying one another. And I think if we watch nature a little more often, then we could be in that position too, where we just dance with one another and don't judge each other. A flower just grows. No one tells it how to. It just kind of knows what to do. So this week, when you go into this week, even though we're like at the top of the show, I'm already like sending you off on your way. This week, really consciously think. You know, we can consciously create and unconsciously create. Consciously think to be in just a state of gratitude. All right? So we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff here tonight. I love you for tuning in. At Max Tucci, again, is how you can follow me. Now, if you think you have someone that you want to have on the show, then email me, slide into my DMs. Look, you already are sliding into my DMs. No, I forgot to put my phone on mute. But that's okay. I wanted to tell you, yeah, or email me, max@maxtucci.com, and send me people that you want to have on the show. All right? Does that sound good? Speaking of shows, you know, I produce The Polish Woman over on the video channel Mondays at 1 o'clock. So make sure you tune into that. Also, I'm now producing Roar with Sherry Carney, 4 o'clock p.m. here, Channel 1, Roar with Sherry. And that's a great show. They're all, every show here on LA Talk Radio is a great show because people are putting in their passion. So anything when someone puts their passion into it is a good thing. Speaking of two people who put their passion into everything they do, my next guests are here, Kamala and Siri. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Hey, hey. Thank you.
I'm super happy that you both are here.
Yeah, we're happy too. To be here.
We're going to have a good show. There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Ooh. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So first and foremost, I grew up in yoga. My grandmother was a yoga teacher. I'll show you a picture of her after. So I kind of like understood breath at a super young age. And I also understood, like, everything from what she taught me in balance and yoga and all of that. Of course, then life happens and we go our own way and whatnot. Yeah. But let's talk about yoga and how you both got into yoga and what it means to you. So, Kamala, let's start with you.
Yeah.
What does yoga mean to you and how did you get into it?
Yoga, to me, just means a place to really give to myself, focus on my breath, self-care. Really loving myself in the moment and really being selfish. That time is for me. Even when I'm teaching, I get so much out of it. And unlike you, I did not understand yoga when I first did it. My mom did yoga when I was in the belly up to 9 months, like right before I was born.
She planted the seed.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I didn't do yoga at all until I moved to LA when I was in my mid to late 20s. And the first class I went to, I was late for. There was traffic. And I called my mom. I was like, oh my God, should I go into this class? It was Stephen Earth's power yoga. And she's like, yeah, just go, you know, go in the back. And I went in. It's like supermodels wearing hardly anything. And I was like, oh my God. And it challenged me. And I liked it. And I could do
what was the challenge?
Oh my, I mean, power yoga is like asana quick. So you're upward, you know, standing up, going down, doing, you know, chaturanga, going into many, many poses with no breaks. And I was sweating my ass off. You know, I was just drenched in sweat and it was awesome. Don't get me wrong, but I was just like, whoa, this was a whirlwind. And I liked it, but it didn't really catch me. And it was in my late 20s that I was like, well, I did a few more classes. I was like, I'm really good at yoga. I was also dealing with alcohol in a big way. I'm an alcoholic living my best life or recovering or whatever you want to call it. I don't really label myself, but I knew
it's
that
just part of your journey.
It's part of my journey. Yeah. I'm so much more. And so I knew I wanted to shift and do something really empowering. And I was like, well, I was good at yoga, whatever that means. So I did a teacher training. And even when I started teaching yoga, it was kind of like mechanical. It was just like I was doing what I thought I should do. And it really didn't get me until I started practicing Kundalini yoga and the breath work. And because, you know, Hatha yoga is not really about the breath. It's about being in static poses and doing these beautiful poses, which I could do, you know. But when I started combining the breath with yoga, everything started to click and make sense.
Doesn't it? It clicks.
It clicks.
Yeah.
You know?
To me, I refer to the flower, like no one tells a flower how to grow.
I love that.
And no one really tells us how to breathe. We were born breathing.
Right.
Right? And we're born with that beautiful ocean breath. And then all of a sudden, like anxiety kicks in, panic kicks in, life kicks in.
Yeah. And even your parents always say, like my mom used to always say, Kamala, just take deep breaths. And it used to piss me off. I'm like, I'm breathing. What do you mean take?
And no one tells you to exhale.
It's always take
a deep breath. But no one ever says exhale. I called Oprah on it the other day. She's like, LA, because she just did something here in LA. She's like, you all know how to breathe. I'm like, no, and they know how to exhale too. Driving traffic here in LA, you learn how to breathe and exhale quickly.
Seriously.
But I want to go back real quick to what you were saying about drinking, because I think it's interesting when you're like, I'm so much more than that, you know, and it's so true. You are so much more than that.
Yeah.
And I think what a lot of people do is they hold themselves hostage to their past.
Yes.
And then when they're in their present, that snake rears up and it's like, hey, girl. No.
That's right.
So it's really important that, you know, I think you just said, I'm so much more than that. Because that's what we all are.
Oh,
you know, we are of the I am. I am of the I am.
Yes.
And when that realization hits, then like you say,
I'm going on 12 years, May 15th, without one drop of alcohol. I love my life.
Yeah.
I don't even think about it because I'm so full of doing so many other things, being in service first to me, but then to everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, and
the first to me is important. You know,
so
people
important.
Look at being like self, we did a self-love show with Gordana Biernat. Mm. She's one of Oprah's Super Soul 100, amazing book, hashtag know the truth. Mm. But we talk about honoring the self all the time and how it's not like, it's not even selfish, it's self-love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we don't understand, like, if we don't put that first, then like RuPaul says, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Well, we have nothing to give. We empty our cup.
Yeah.
And you know who taught me that most of all?
Yeah.
Siri.
Yeah.
Siri always puts himself first. When we met in the relationship, he's
and like the real living flesh Siri.
Oh, yeah. Siri is my
not
love,
the mechanical Siri.
Yeah. This Siri first, before Siri even was around. You know, that was one of his biggest things. And even in the beginning of our relationship, I was kind of like, what? You're putting yourself first, you know, because I wasn't used to that.
Yeah.
And it's become this beautiful teaching that I have, you know, really imparted upon myself because he is so dedicated to his practice, to himself in everything he does. It's like a ceremony. It's beautiful. I tell you this all the time, how grateful and thankful I am.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, you know, it's really encouraged me to always put myself first as well. And when you do that, then you have something to give.
Of course. You know, Whoopi Goldberg has a book that says, if someone says they complete me, run. You know what I'm saying? Because we should go into everything already full.
Boom. Yes.
You know, and I think that's the beauty of what you two are. It's like you went in full and you learned from each other.
Exactly.
And then when you learn, teach.
Well, we cut out the whole phrase falling in love.
Right.
And we say rise.
You did.
In love,
I heard that the other night in the class, and it's the first time I heard that.
Aww.
And I was like, that's what we need to do. I always say together we rise. That's like one of my things. And then when you're like rise in love, I'm like, that's what love is about. It's not about falling and tripping and busting your ass.
And
it's about picking
yourself.
Each other up and loving each other.
Yes.
I was so like, why I was like, I have to have you guys on the show.
Rising just like the flower rises towards the sun.
That's right. A lotus grows in the mud and rises towards the sun.
Exactly.
So that's the voice of Siri. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Thank you, thank you.
So let's go back to the question that we asked Kamala. What does yoga mean to you and how did you get into it?
Yeah, so my story is much different than Kamala's, as you know, we all have different stories. First, I'll talk about my name. My name is Siri, and yes, just like the iPhone, but in fact, I was given that name from a yogi master when I was born. I was born into the Kundalini Yoga community, also called 3HO, which was a sect of Caucasian Sikhs led by a man named Yogi Bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's responsible for bringing Kundalini Yoga to the West in pretty much the late 60s. And so I was born and raised in that community. My parents, they were devotees of Yogi Bhajan. You know, back in the 60s when LSD and psychedelics were having their first huge boom, people were losing their minds, you know. And
or finding them.
Yeah.
With Alan Watts.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. In both ways. It wasn't like losing, like going crazy, but really like that was a pattern disruptor of what normal life was. And it was a good thing. We're seeing that rise, that resurgence right now with psychedelics. But Kundalini Yoga, Yogi Bhajan offered an alternate experience to all of these people using psychedelics that didn't involve drugs, but could actually get you high.
Mm-hmm.
And so like we're talking about the breath work and the yoga and the Kundalini, you can legitimately get high off of that.
Oh,
and I'm not saying high like losing your mind, more like high like you literally feel connected to everything
to
and
source.
Anything. Yeah. And that is a high in and of itself.
It's interesting because I go to this ashram in Florida called the Kashi Ashram, and Ma Jai, who was the founder there, she used to joke with people. She'd say, come to my yoga, come to my, to my, like, you know, everything that she does there. And she goes, I'll give you a high that you've never experienced before.
Yeah.
And without drugs. And people are like, what?
Yeah.
You know, so there's a truth to it.
We are the drugs.
We are.
Actually have all of that neurochemistry in our body. And if you can tap into that, that's what's so great about Kundalini Yoga.
How do we tap into it?
So there's many ways. But really, our class focuses so much on the breath.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of it is like peeling back the layers that we've built up over years from, you know, conforming to society and what our parents say, and then we're just like, feel like we're trapped and in a bubble. But once you start peeling those layers back, then, you know, the way our class flows, we really focus a lot on breath work. And I'm telling you, the breath can get you high, even just a few minutes. And
well, you know, I think also when you start accepting oxygen into your system and just realizing what oxygen really is, it goes to the brain. And that's when, like, that euphoric dizziness happens. It's like, oh, yes. Shit, like, this is breath.
Oh, yeah.
And you were talking about that good earlier about forgetting to breathe. You know, mm-hmm. we all naturally are born breathing, mm-hmm. but no one actually tells us that if we can use our breath, control our breath, and learn different breathing techniques, mm-hmm. we can master our life and mm-hmm. really be in, you know, full realization of who we are as people.
So from your perspective, what can you offer listeners tonight about how to breathe in just a space of, like, you know, there's hysteria going on right now. There's, like, pandemics happening, allegedly. Yeah. You know, it's like all this shit is happening and people are hyperventilating because they don't know how to just be still and know. Yeah. So what do you want to offer our listeners tonight to how to breathe in a way where they can be calm from, you know, the calm in the storm?
Yeah, so exactly like what you're saying, when you're in a fight or flight state, you're literally breathing in the upper part of your chest and there's slow, shallow breaths. The most important thing to do is pause and then take an inhale through the nose and try to count that inhale up to, let's just say, 4. You can mm-hmm. make it longer or shorter. And as you breathe that inhale, let your belly be soft and round.
You can put your hands on your belly,
yeah,
you know, so you can feel it.
And so imagine you're literally breathing, pushing your navel out. And what that's going to do is open up the lungs from the base and bring mm-hmm. that oxygen down into the base of the lungs. Mm-hmm. And then on the exhale, you're talking about no one tells you how to exhale. Mm-hmm. They just say inhale. Slow the exhale down even more. So say if you count into 4 on the inhale, mm-hmm. exhale for a count of 6 or 8. And that extended exhale
actually
flips your body from fight or flight mm-hmm. into rest and restore. So that is the most simple. Even doing 6 breaths like that can shift your mental state. That's less than 30 seconds. Yeah.
And also completely alleviate anxiety.
Of course.
You know, because our vagus nerve is so, every single one of us is overstimulated right mm-hmm. now with everything going on.
Yeah.
And that vagus nerve is what puts us into, if it's overstimulated, puts us mm-hmm. immediately into fight or flight.
Yeah.
So literally doing 6 of those mm-hmm. is going to bring you into a state of calm. Yeah. And I like quick shifts.
Yeah, I know. I've experienced
it. I like quick shifts. You know, I don't, sometimes you don't have time.
You're the shift maker.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting. My grandmother, when we used to do yoga when we were little, she always say, when you exhale, smile. You know, like, you do that, like, Mona Lisa smile, the Buddha smile, just like a light smile on your face and just like exhale like a balloon. You know, if you let a balloon go, it's like, and goes away.
Yeah.
Like, really just let the air, like, flow out with a smile on your face. So when you exhale this week, people smile and look at yourself in the mirror while you do it and love yourself more while you do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's so much to talk about here on Max and Friends tonight. My guests are joining me tonight are Kamala and Siri. We're talking about yoga, breath. We're going to talk about eating and sugars. Mm. And we're going to talk about a lot of other things, cool stuff. And we're going to play some of your music, some of your sound baths. So we want, like, this week, here's my intention for the show, everyone. If you're tuning in for the first time here tonight, I'm your host, Max Tucci. You're listening to Max and Friends. I'm here every Sunday night at 8 p.m. I'm going to be here for 12 years this May. At 12 years I've been here. So my point and the intention of this show is, like, during this pandemic of hysteria that we're, not we're, because I'm not, but that a lot of people are going through right now, I want you to, like, be able to take control of the situation and also your breath and your life and realizing, like, okay, this is happening, but, like, how am I going to be responsible for myself while this is happening? So really it's about being responsible for yourself. It's about, again, get into yourself, intimacy, into me, see who I am and be kind to yourself this week. So, all right. We got more to talk about. I got to get into radio mode because if not, then it's just like we're having a conversation. I forget. And then it's like people are like, what are they talking about? So, all right, we're going to talk about now the Wim Hof breath and cold exposure.
Yes.
Who wants to go first? You want to go first?
Start. Yeah. So, first of all, the Wim Hof breath changed my entire life. And if you want a breath that's going to strengthen your immune system, this is the one to do. It's fast. It's effective. You can do it anywhere, but you need to be lying down.
Mm-hmm.
So I had done, ayahuasca.
Say, but you need to be lying down is an important aspect.
Very
of it.
Important.
And also in a space where you're not going to be disturbed, preferably.
Yeah.
You know, like really tune into yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I think that's the important thing, because when people are like, oh, let me lie, then their phone is on, the kids are screaming, like, take time for yourself,
yes,
right? Lay down and be in stillness.
Yes.
And then what
exactly.
do we do?
Exactly. But you know, the thing is like, if you were feeling completely overwhelmed right now, you literally could turn your phone off. You could lock the door. You could lay down on the floor in here and you will get the same results. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we don't have a ceremony space to go to. So what we do is we just, by turning our phone off, by taking a few deep breaths and then setting an intention, or, you know, asking our bodies to heal or let go of anxiety or anger or whatever it is, then we're creating a ceremony space within wherever we are.
You know, I recommend also people to go into their bathroom and lock the door. Because if you feel awkward, like you're at home, like go in your bathroom and lock the door. No one asks you, you're like, what you're doing in the bathroom.
Lay a towel down.
Exactly.
Even if you're breathing heavy. They're not going to ask.
Right. You have Mexican for lunch.
Yeah, exactly. So the Wim Hof breath came to us. Siri actually was listening to Joe Rogan, one of our favorite podcasters. And basically I came home and he was like, Kamala, you have to try this breath. And I was like, oh yeah, okay, whatever. Let's do it, you know. And he said, okay, so lay down. He's like, you're going to take 30 to 40 powerful breaths in and out through the mouth, focusing, you know, really deep inhale, very soft exhale. And we're going to do this 40 to 50 times. I was like, okay, so I do it. I exhale all the breath out, or I take a deep inhale when I'm done. I hold it in for like 10 seconds squeezing, and then I exhale the breath. And I exhale this breath, and I'm telling you, like, visuals started happening, tears, the feeling in my body was like, there was actually a voice that said, I've always been here. I've been, you know, I've been
welcome.
Waiting for you.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
And tears started running down my face. I even opened my eyes and like looked at Siri and I was like, oh my God, like held my hands out. Like, I can't believe this, you know, and holding out, relaxing completely as you do this. And you would be surprised at how long you can hold this breath out. It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Then I take this deep inhale, as deep as I can take it. And I'm holding that in. I'm holding it in. Tears are running. All these visuals are happening. And I was like, Kamala, it's always been inside you right here. And I sipped in a little bit more and I held, I mean, it must have been like, it felt like 2 minutes, you know, and then came back to my breath. And I was just like, I can't even believe this. Like, this is it. I said, we need to teach this breath, period. We have to start now, you know. And who is this man, Wim Hof? Well, he is the Iceman. He's walked ever in his shorts. He is teaching people around the world how to cure themselves from some of the most, diseases that can't be cured
but can be
of course, because our mind body connection is so strong when we believe and we work on it
and shift the paradigm
exactly.
I mean, that's how simple it is.
It's
really,
really
not
is.
That hard. People are like, oh no, shift the paradigm,
yes,
disrupt the pattern pathology that's how you were told you can't, and just be and do
and put yourself first and feed your body.
This is what, like, through this whole pandemic that's happening now, when people have like a common cold, they never figure out how they're going to like feel better. They just know they're going to be.
Right.
Like, if people cut their finger, they don't realize like how it's going to heal. They just trust that it's going to.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, so if you have the trust in your cut on your finger healing and your common cold healing, then have the trust in everything healing.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's simple.
We don't get sick.
How could you?
It just doesn't happen.
You have so much oxygen in you. And oxygen kills cancer. That's just a fact.
Boom. Yeah.
You know?
You know,
so,
and when you start feeling anything, when we start feeling anything, we do the breath.
The breath.
And we do many rounds of it. You know what I mean?
How were you introduced, Siri, to Wim Hof?
Yeah, so pretty much like Kamala said, huge fans of Joe Rogan. We're listening to the podcast about 4 years ago. I was driving in my car listening. I had heard about Wim Hof even a few years before that. He was on a TED Talk and he was like fully submerged in ice for 2 hours. And he was like, it's all in the mind. And I was just like, okay, whatever. But then I heard him on Joe Rogan's podcast and he's talking about, yes, the mindset is so important. But he says it's also this breathing technique.
Yeah.
And Joe's like, well, can we do it? And he's like, sure. And me driving my car, knowing that you don't do breath work while you're driving. listeners, do not do breath work while you're driving. I pulled my car over and literally.
And what did you do?
I
Let's do it.
Yeah. It's not the most exciting thing here, but we have...
Let people hear how it's done. There you go.
So it's like big, deep inhale, soft exhale. Big, deep inhale, soft exhale. And literally doing 10 of those, you'll start getting lightheaded.
Right.
So that's why you want to lie down or be supported by your back. No standing. Don't do it in the water. Don't do it in the shower. Yeah. It's really important for your safety. Mm-hmm. So I pulled over. Wim Hof was leading Joe Rogan through the breath, mm-hmm. and I did it with them. And literally, I had, just like Kamala had, I had this such a beautiful realization of like, this is it. Mm. Like, he is tapping into something deep. And, you know, I've done a lot of research on Wim Hof. I know that he didn't necessarily invent this breath. This mm-hmm. is actually a very ancient type of breathing. Mm-hmm. But what he did is he brought it into light and he popularized it. And man, so we've been literally teaching this breath in every single one of our classes. It helps people with anxiety, depression, mm-hmm. sickness.
Cured my migraines.
Yeah, migraines.
Well, let's talk about your classes and how can people get involved, because you don't have to be in the LA area to get involved.
No.
Exactly.
But here's what I'll tell you all right now, because y'all love to take, people. I love you, but y'all love to take. So if you're in the part of the world where you can't be here, remember like to give a love offering so that they can keep doing this, okay? I love you for giving back. So tell us how we can get into your class, both in LA and if exactly. we're like in
wherever.
Italy, because we can't leave because Delta canceled all the flights.
Yeah.
So we teach at our home studio called The Spaceship. That's where you joined us. Mm-hmm. It's in Burbank. And you can find out how to sign up on our website, yogagalactica.com. Mm-hmm. The class is every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. And we have limited space.
Pacific time.
Pacific time. Yeah. And it's important that people sign up because we sell out. And mm-hmm. if people just come without signing up, unfortunately, we just don't have enough space for that. So you got to sign up. But what we've also done is two things. We've been recording many of our classes mm-hmm. On video, and we put that on our YouTube page. So just Yoga Galactica on YouTube. And then we record diligently all the audio to our classes. Mm-hmm. So we have a podcast where we literally have hundreds and hundreds of classes available, full sessions from start to end. Mm-hmm. You can literally either download it or live stream it straight through the podcast. It's mm-hmm. on iTunes, many other services. And it's the second best thing to taking the class. If you can't be there, you can literally light some candles, turn off the lights, and just go deep.
Well, you know what, we're gonna go deep right now because we're gonna play one of your sacred sound baths so y'all can get a flavor of it. And if people want to make a love offering, how do they do that? Because to me, that's the most important.
So I would just say PayPal. It's yogagalactica@gmail.com. And our Venmo is @YogaGalactica, all one word.
And it's all on your webpage too, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back. And we're going to have a sacred sound bath moment here on Max and Friends. Stay tuned.
Thank you for tuning in to this transmission, recorded live during one of our Yoga Galactica classes or one of our healing combo ceremonies. To get the most out of this recording, we recommend you use headphones, find a comfortable and quiet place to lie down, and let your whole body relax. It is an honor to share this with you, and if you feel called, you can kindly leave a donation via our website, yogagalactica.com, under the donation tab. Now together, let's take a few long deep breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. And one more together. Deep inhale. Hold this breath at the top for 5, 4, 3, 2. Open the mouth. Exhale it out. Thank you.
okay, we're going to gently pull you back into the show. As we're all just like totally in this space of great gratitude right now.
It's relaxing.
All right, I'm going to wake you all up right now because you're listening to... See, we got to give you milk before we give you steak, if you eat that. Speaking of eating, you guys changed your whole lifestyle and you cut out sugar and what you eat now and why. So let's talk about that whole aspect of life and that journey of food and sugar.
Sure.
Sugar is crack.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's one of the most, if not the most addictive substances. Mm-hmm. And it's really not good for your body, conventional sugar. Fruits and stuff like that, you know, sugar that comes from a natural source is necessary. It feeds our brains, you know.
I love when I hear people say like, oh, I can't have a mango. It's too much sugar. I'm like, but you'll have a Snickers bar. I'm so confused.
Yeah, yeah. And our body knows how to process the sugar from a mango, you know, especially unless we're eating mangoes 24/7, which who's going to do that, you know?
Yeah. I have a beautiful mango tree in Florida. Oh, and when that thing drops mangoes, I can be like that 24/7 mango.
I might do that too.
But, you know, I saw this document. Well, I don't know what it was. Something out there where it was talking about sugar and how it like totally fucks with the mind.
Oh, yeah.
And like, if it's the first thing we break fast with, it's like our body's like, what is going on?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what really affected my life in a negative way because my parents, as most, were always like, you got to eat breakfast, Kamala. You got to eat breakfast. Let's put something in. And the only thing that I would really like to eat would be toast with, you know, like peanut butter or almond butter or something with some kind of jam on it.
Yeah.
And then I would have tea with, you know, milk and sugar or milk and honey or whatever. And I would eat that and then by, you know, and that would be between, let's say, like 8:30 and 10. Mm-hmm. And by the time it hit like 11:30, 12, very shortly after, I would become so extremely hungry and angry that I was almost intolerable to be around. Mm-hmm. I didn't like myself. It felt terrible in my body.
Yeah.
And then I'd get so hungry that I could not
eat. But when did you start
eat.
Listening to your body? When did that change?
Well, I got really sick about 4 years ago when all these shifts started happening because I thought I was eating healthy for a long time. I was vegan vegetarian, you know, but vegan vegetarian, especially vegetarian, is packed with soy, wheat, all these fake things, and sugar. You know, there's no cutting sugar. You can do as much sugar as you want. So I was eating a lot of wheat products, a lot of grains, a lot of things that weren't feeding my body. And so it was actually... about 4 years ago, I mean, everything hit us at once. Like our lives changed 4 years ago. Combo, ayahuasca, Wim Hof breath, letting go of sugar. And literally we have been
the universe
so
is like, here,
healthy.
Rise up and meet me.
Seriously. It's like, okay, it's time, you guys, you know, wake up.
Yeah.
So it's
we're going
like,
to talk more about ayahuasca and combo too. But for you, Siri, when did you, like, how do you offer, give an offering to people on how to get sugar out of their out of their consciousness.
Well, first and foremost,
and unconsciousness.
Yeah,
I'll just admit that I was a major sugar addict. Mm-hmm. Like I, when I was really young, I just loved sweets, loved sugar. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until like what Kamala was saying, right around 4 or 5 years ago, where I got really sick too with some intestinal stuff, and everything that I was coming down to with my research was all about you have to let go of sugar. A, it causes inflammation in the body. Yeah. And B, it creates an acidic environment in the body. And that can lead to literally every major disease.
Yeah. Everything.
And so, you know, the thing that I would tell people the most is try to cut out refined sugars. Yeah. So sodas, like you're saying, candy bars.
Coffee, sugar in your coffee. Not coffee, but
sugar in the
your
coffee.
And anything that...
And a big one, yogurt. People don't realize how bad yogurt is for them first thing in the morning, especially.
Juice.
Yeah.
Juice.
Yes.
Orange juice is carbs and sugar.
It's literally like drinking a soda in the morning. And most people
actually
think that it's healthy.
Yeah.
And so I would tell people, start... with letting go of refined sugars and just switching to natural sugars. So if you need something sweet, have some mango, get some dried mango, have an apple, get some berries, you know? Mm-hmm. And over time, you know, for me, I had to go cold turkey because I was experiencing some health issues.
But it worked.
It worked. And here's the crazy thing. The byproduct of letting go of sugar, we did what's called a candida cleanse to bring the body back into balance. So, you know, most of us have candida, which is like a bacterial overgrowth in the body, which affects our mood, brain fog. It affects your joints. My knees were in so much pain. My feet were becoming numb. I have diabetes in my family. So my grandfather had diabetes. My mother's pre-diabetic. And I was just, I felt like I was experiencing symptoms of pre-diabetes. And so I went cold turkey. I told Kamala, I was like, you don't have to do this, but this is what I'm doing.
But
I'm
he cooks most of the food. So I was like,
isn't that a blessing?
It is such a blessing.
One less thing for you.
And Kamala literally, she mourned. She cried.
I did.
You know, I could understand that.
I cried.
Yeah.
Because I love sweet Sour Patch Kids and I knew I was letting them go.
We had
drop the kids off and never picking them up again.
We had some rituals where I would go across the street and get jelly beans
and Sour Patch Kids,
and I would get myself ice cream. And we would do that like 4 or 5 times a week.
And I would savor these.
Girl,
things,
I could see it.
You know? I remember them.
Yeah,
and I haven't touched them since.
No,
you know
that's simple. You know, like how you the whole cold turkey thing. I think it's just like, we either make up our mind or we don't.
Yes.
You know, I used to smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day, and I loved them. Cartier menthol, that was my shit right there. I would have them sent in for smoking. And one morning I woke up and like, I am never smoking again. And my sister's like, yeah, right. I'm like, no, watch.
Yeah.
And I literally never smoked again.
Wow.
There you go.
It's like the same thing with you. You made the decision. It's really not that difficult. It's like, again, mind over matter. If we can see it in our mind, we could hold it in our hand. If you can really say, I'm done, then you're done.
Well, also, when you let something go and your body reacts in a way that is extraordinary, meaning no headaches, you know, no hangry. I stopped being hangry that day. I have not been hangry since. I intermittent fast every single day and I don't get hangry.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, there's a blessing to when you let something go, there's always something that's going to come in return.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're letting go of one shitty thing and then you're like opening up to receive something really beautiful.
Yeah.
Look at it that way. Yeah. It's like, whatever.
So and you we can indulge have sometimes, you know, if somebody makes a beautiful cake, we'll have some cake, you know, and we don't beat ourselves up. We don't call it cheating.
No, it's not.
You know, we're like, ooh, we're going to indulge in this. And that's like once a
month. And then the next day, it's not like you're going to eat cake every day after.
No. Exactly.
Yeah, because it's the mind, training the mind.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I just wanted to touch again, too, for people that are wanting to perhaps let go of sugar, switch something. One of the unexpected byproducts was how ripped I got.
Oh,
like literally
damn.
In 6 weeks, I always felt like I had this little kind of spare tire around my waist, little love handles. I was fit. I was in shape. But when I let go of sugar, I ripped up without doing any extra work, any extra exercise.
Incredible.
And I literally had a six pack for the first time.
There you go, people.
And I was like, that's what it took. So all of the sugar from even like what you're saying in yogurt, you know, everything that I was eating, granola in the morning.
Oh, devil in disguise.
Yeah,
it is.
All of that.
And, and so you're asking too, for the listeners, read every single label of everything that you eat because they will put sugar in everything.
Conscious eating.
Conscious eating. It's getting
so simple.
Know what you put in your body is really incredible.
Know what and who.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of who, let's talk about sex and yoga.
Yeah.
Because there's a beautiful, it's a beautiful combination of the two. So people who are having, let's just say it's in the ethers now, like people are having a shitty sex life. How can you integrate yoga into sex life?
I mean, you can integrate the breath into your sex life. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, also there, I just want to say this. There's so much focus on sex. There's a really beautiful balance when you realize you have so much also to do in the world other than completely focusing on sex. So when you're going into, so when you're going to have sex, make love, fuck whatever it is, take time out and enjoy it and do it for as long as you want to and have a great time.
That's simple.
You know,
and connect.
And connect. And
it's the breath. It's all the connect. If you have connection with your breath, you could have connection with your lover's breath too.
Exactly.
Right?
And like really, you know, have fun. Don't listen to anybody else. If you want to get wild and freaky, Do it. Mm-hmm. You know, spiritual doesn't have to look a certain way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so a huge misconception.
You can be a freak and you can be spiritual too.
There you go. Spiritual freak.
Okay.
New clothing line.
Ooh, that's hot.
And for you, what do you tell our guests about sex and yoga and sex?
Yeah, well, you know, tantric, a big part of what tantric is about working with energies and, you know, so breathing, like what you talked about, and really taking that time to connect. So like looking into each other's mm-hmm. eyes, rising with the mm-hmm. breath together, maybe putting your hands on each other's heart, holding each other, mm-hmm. you know, so like so many people just want to go into sex and mm-hmm. right off the bat, but you know, oftentimes that doesn't create a safe environment, and you want to feel safe. You want your partner to feel safe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, most women need to feel safe before they're going to open up mm-hmm. sexually. And so creating that beautiful, nurturing environment, you know, Kamala loves to be cuddled. I could cuddle her more, but that's a big part of like, mm-hmm.
you're opening. Really good at it though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're always working.
But there's conversation.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
communication here.
We're 11 years into our
Hello.
Relationship. So it's
all communication.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. And the uncomfortable communication that
right.
you don't want to have.
And then
it.
When you have it, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
The shit we put in our minds to go into conversation
the
with
stories.
People we love is so ridiculous. And then like Kobe Bryant dead. Like have the conversation, people.
Yeah.
It's that
yeah.
simple.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
touching back on the sex thing real
yeah.
quick, one thing that really helped me a lot was creating more communion with women instead of looking at them as sex objects was mm-hmm. letting go of porn.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this was huge. And again, I admit it, I had a pretty big porn addiction in my teens and 20s. And being with Kamala really helped me flip that.
Mm-hmm.
And now, because, you know, when you watch porn, it creates a perverted view of the world and what women are and even what men mm-hmm. are.
And what sex is.
Yeah. And it's really distorted. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying porn's bad,
mm-hmm.
but I just didn't have a good relationship
mm-hmm.
with it. And I know many, many, many men that do not have a good relationship with it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you can't watch it, but you need to switch that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I did that, I started viewing women as not just what can I take from a woman, but like we're brothers and sisters
mm-hmm.
and we're in this as humans together. And so I stopped, you know, I just started viewing people as like themselves instead of
mm-hmm.
what can they offer me.
Mm.
It was really a big shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a beautiful shift. I think also if you're into porn, you know, we've had a lot of shows here over the years. And some therapist once came on and said, like, view your perception of porn. And instead of watching like whatever it is you watch, like there's like Kundalini porn.
Is there?
Yeah, like watch
wow.
that, and
I'd like to. See
it's
that.
Just it's like, you know, it's almost so boring that people won't watch it. But the reality is like you can create that in your space.
Yes, yes. And
you know, and people are very visual.
For
so
sure.
So if you need to like something where you're like, you know, instead of watching like schoolgirls getting like fucked on the table,
yeah.
like watch something like a Kundalini porn. I know this sounds so bizarre to people, but like. It's really, and then you can like bring that into your sex life. So that's what I offer you.
And we're
you
not
if you
saying porn is
sex.
Bad. Either,
I'm not either.
Because like we sometimes watch porn.
It's what it is.
You know, together.
But I think when people have the perception of then taking that into the bedroom where it can
yes.
become like violent and uncomfortable.
Exactly.
It's like, it's just not nice.
Or
but unless that's what you're all into. Then
right, exactly. Then do it. Yeah. But
exactly.
just like, I think what he's saying is, and what is so good is balance with everything.
Yeah.
If you can be addicted to porn, sugar,
right.
alcohol, you know, freaking social media, whatever it is, like find your balance.
Yeah. Speaking of social media, how can we find you guys on social media?
Yeah, yeah. So on Instagram, we are yoga.galactica at yoga.galactica. Facebook is Yoga Galactica.
Mm-hmm.
And then Siri is Siri Khalsa, SiriKha.
LSA.
And I'm at Kamala Mathis. Our website is yogagalactica.com.
Perfect. Cool.
Boom.
All right. We've got a couple more minutes.
Okay.
So I want to play a song, but I want to play a song from my buddy Ash Ruiz. If you all know Ash, then you know how much I love him and this song. It's called Most Beautiful Light.
Mm.
You all know Ash from Menudo back in the day. You know he's been here a million times because he's
oh,
my soul
my
brother.
Gosh.
We're going to play the song right now. When we're back, we're going to talk about, we're going to touch the surface of... plant medicines.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we've done a whole show about the dean of plant medicines.
Amazing.
Here with Valerie Love. Sorry, Valerie Love. And it was all about ayahuasca. So we have a whole show on it. So you can go to latalkradio.com/max And you can listen to that, but we'll touch it on here briefly when we come back from Most Beautiful Life from Ashru is my best friend. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Ashru's Most Beautiful Light. And here's why I did that. Because I love creating my own reality. I'm a total conscious creator and I'm a daydreamer. And I was thinking about this while we were having the show. Like, I want to do a retreat at my house in Boulder with you guys.
Yes.
And Ash just moved back to Boulder. So, like, we can make really, I think, something magical
we
happen.
Love doing retreats.
All right. So,
yes.
We'll do that. Okay. And it'll be in Boulder, which is like
amazing.
Hello, Boulder. But okay. So, we have like 3 minutes before we have to go. So, let's talk. I know it's like touching like the tip of the plant medicine iceberg.
The tip of the tip.
So how plant medicines changed your lives, both of you?
Yeah.
Siri, well, you go first.
Yeah.
Man, got to make this quick.
Isn't that the best?
I know. Back in 2015, I was going through a really tough time emotionally with family, even our relationship. And I was literally at a point, I had a circle of friends that all were doing ayahuasca here in LA. And they were like, ayahuasca has helped me heal so much. And I'd heard about it when I first met Kamala, but I didn't really understand that it actually had a healing component to it as well. And so I literally was at a point where I'm like, I'm either doing landmark form or I'm doing ayahuasca. Mm-hmm. And I actually did not want to do landmark form. Mm-hmm. Whole nother story. So I found the right circle. I connected. I did it and had one of the most transformational experiences of my life. And I brought Kamala the next month and she also had a...
Well, I brought myself.
She brought herself. Yeah. She has her own story.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk about that, but we should definitely touch on combo as well.
Yeah. So ayahuasca, I'll keep it real quick.
Yeah.
This is a medicine that you communicate with, mm-hmm. and there is absolutely nothing in the world like it. Mm-hmm. It showed me exactly what I need to do with my mm-hmm. life and exactly how I need to heal myself, and I'm on that path.
Beautiful.
Combo is something that we facilitate. It changed both of our lives in so many ways, mm-hmm. and a few of them, it relieved my body of all inflammation, self-doubt, self-loathing. It made me a fucking powerhouse mm-hmm. and literally fearless.
Thanks to a little frog.
I jump in, thanks to a little frog that offers its courage through a secretion on its body yeah. with, I don't even know how many peptides, but it is, it in my opinion, the coronavirus would not be here if people did combo, and I'm not kidding you.
You know what? Let's leave them with that curiosity.
Yeah.
And if they want to learn more, they can go to your website.
Yes.
Right?
Combo
I think that's
ship.
A good way to do it. Because if we give them too much, they won't listen. If we give them enough to like feed on, they'll go and look.
Exactly.
Curiosity.
Exactly.
You know, people say curiosity killed the cat, but let me tell you something. Satisfaction bought it back. Oh. So if you're interested in going to yoga, it's every Tuesday and Thursday evening, 7:30 to 9 o'clock. Of course, it's called The Space Shift. Y'all, it make shift happen this week. That's what I'm going to tell you all to do. What do you want people to take with them into this week?
YogaGalactica.com, mm-hmm. CamboShift.com, or Combo, KamboShift.com. Really take that time for yourself. You know, like Kamala said, be selfish and not in a way that you're hurting other people, mm-hmm. but put yourself first so that way your cup is full so then you can go out and be the best possible version of yourself.
Isn't that the truth? And what do you want people to take with them into this week?
Become unfuckwithable, people.
Ain't that the
truth?
It's
time to live and really find validation within yourself. Mm-hmm. Let everything else go. When it feels good, when it feels right, it is.
Make shift happen.
Boom.
Right? That's simple. Yeah. All right, y'all, I want you to take into this week the courage to love yourself and the courage to be disliked. Because when you do love yourself, people are going to dislike you for it, and that's okay.
Yes.
Love yourself. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. I love you all for tuning in. Good night, Inga Karma. I'm your host, Max Succi, for Max and Friends.
You.
And right now, we're going to play this, if we can, real quick. I know I got to go, but it's okay. Life happens. So maybe we won't play it. Okay. Next time, we'll play Blessed We Are from you guys.
Beautiful.
Okay? We'll do it next time. Beautiful. All right. Until then, I love you all for tuning in.
Thank
good
you
night
guys.
And good karma. Remember to take life to the max.